Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want...
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to accept.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. Here, the truth is here. I want. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Hey, what's up everybody? Tobias Tahi here. You're listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speaker Show from Monday, the 1st of July, 2024. With music from Tupac Shakur.
It's just me against the world.
From Tom McDonald.
It's a deep state plan dividing us into sides. It don't matter if you're left, right, black, white, red, blue, conservative or liberal, rich, poor, me, you, Republican or Democrat, old, young, mean, cool. They promise us our freedom, but then all we get is free doom.
And music also from the likes of Lana Del Rey, Papa Roach, Trevor Hall, and many more powerful musicians and their songs. You can catch a replay of today's show tonight from 10 p.m. and again on the weekend from 1 p.m. Copyright restrictions have me by the ball, so I'm unable to have the full 3-hour music show up on replay. So make sure you catch my show live 1 p.m. Monday, 1 p.m. Thursday. Check out www.realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for more information.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
And we are back for the Truth Speaker Music Show. It feels like it has been a while since I've been live with you guys here. I mean, it's only been a week, but last Monday I was way too swamped with other mahi to be here with you guys. And then Thursday we started our long weekend early, but I'm here now. To start today's show, let's speak on something I'm tired of, and I know you're probably tired of it too, and that is the division. The left and right wing pathetic political division. The Māori versus non-Māori division. The woke versus awake division. The systematic, purposely designed and planted division. In order to keep us bickering between each other, politically, ideologically, and racially divided, while we stay running on their hamster wheel, thinking we're getting somewhere just for governments to switch back and forth, repeating the cycle. Interesting note regarding that last song from Hi-Rez and Jimmy Levy titled Welcome to the Revolution. During the last government, that song became an anthem for protests, social media posts, videos, and our 23 days at Parliament. This time around with this government, those who you divisively label woke or left, use that exact same song for their social media posts, their protests, their video content, which is a great example of the fact we're all saying the same thing, just different ends of the ideological divided spectrum. There's so many quotables in that song from Tom McDonald and Adam Calhoun titled Race War. Where do I start? Let's take a look at the chorus. I swear they want us in a race war, dying every day for whose lives matter more. We are seeing this exact thing happening here, and it is becoming a vicious cycle. I'll be the first to admit at times I get caught up in it, but that's because I get so pissed off at people who have become part of the problem, who have an automatic indoctrinated response to anything Māori. It's by design. The previous government pushed Māoridom so hard onto everyone that it caused people to hate it, literally hate it, which is a political divide and conquer technique. But to allow or justify hatred or dislike for Māori or anything te ao Māori means you had their racist little seed inside of you already, and it isn't strictly the fault of political agendas. But we need to remember, The powers that be know how humans are going to respond. They also know that they can keep the nation divided and controlled, using one government to push an agenda and then another to claim they are reversing that agenda while further ramming the wedge down the middle of society. Māoridom has always been, but today has become way too political. It is being used in a political game and the entire nation is looking at each other through political lenses. Te Pāti Māori have played a huge role in the divide. David Seymour has played a huge role in the divide. Two apparent opposite sides doing an equal amount of damage while we all pick one and wave our cheerleader pom-poms while blaming the opposite side. All of these politicians are playing their role, which then trickles down to us. And we either have an automatic trigger response towards anything Māori and claim it's wokeism, indoctrination, or racial bias, or whatever trendy divisive trigger word people have fallen for the racial divide want to use today. Then on the flip side, we have Māori seeing the likes of Hobson Pledge race baiting posts and comment sections on social media, or the Julian Bachelor type race baiting, and fall into the trap and push back and further create a division, playing an equal role in it all. Then non-Māori push back blaming Māori, then Māori push back against that blaming non-Māori, and then non-Māori push back blaming Māori, and this just keeps going like good little divided indoctrinated puppets stuck on a hamster wheel, going in circles, blaming each other, exactly how the government want us to be, looking at each other and not them, the two wings of the same corrupt bird. They want us in a race war. They need us racially divided. So this is my mission for you listening. Stop falling for the politicking of everything. Stop seeing the world through a political pair of biased, indoctrinated, divided lenses. Stop following politicians or ex-politicians whose minds are so politically divided and indoctrinated that they are playing a massive role, even if claiming that they aren't, in dividing this nation. If we remove the corrupt, divisive by design politics from how we view everything, and watch how the divisive gap starts to close, especially the racial division we are currently seeing between Māori and people of Anglo-Saxon heritage, then we will start seeing true changes, positive, massive changes to this nation. We go on about how we don't want to be controlled. Division is how they control us, all of us. Political alignment and support is control and division. Politicians and ex-politicians trapped in their political way of thinking is division. It's time to remove politics from how we see the world, how we see the nation, and how we see each other. Everyone seems so strategically, by design, distracted, so consumed by politics, so divided, so petty. Everyone seems to be thriving on the drama, the feeling superior by calling anything they don't agree with woke, or anything they don't understand conspiracy. I mean, there's literally people who just 3 years ago were temporarily closing their business doors for, quote, COVID, saying it is to help save lives and play their role. People doing interviews with mainstream media about it, seeking acknowledgement and proud of their actions. Now having learned a thing or two, name calling anyone with a different perspective to them, woke. As if the past 3 years of learning a thing or two gives them some superiority over people who still think the same way they once did. It's egoic, it's counterproductive, it's divisive, and it isn't being real to who they themselves once were and understanding why people are who they are, think how they think, and are at their own personal stage in their life's journey. I just keep looking around at how everyone is acting these days, and I don't recognize humanity anymore. I don't fit into the whole them versus us way of thinking. I don't align with any form of division. Which is why I stick to myself, and I know that it's me against the world. And that brings me to round off today's show pretty much the same way we came in today, with Tom McDonald's Me Versus You. Just to double down on the fact we're all saying the same thing, yet we're bickering on behalf of indoctrinated politics and politicians, ex-politicians. Don't forget to drop me your thoughts, your perspective, your wisdom, your music request. 2057 is the text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. I'll see you all back here 1 p.m. Thursday, and let's remember, until then, don't be divided by politics, politicians, or ex-politicians. It's time for a change. It's time to be the change. It's time to stop being addicted to the drama and bring ourselves back down to a humane level and not seeing each other through a political haze. If you think or feel you are better than, quote, the other side, then be better. Maori ora.
You're now listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.